This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Joining us from a place which I think is in central Otago. I'm not sure what region it comes under, but they're coming to us from Wānaka to talk about their new track, Heroin Blue Light. We've got Angel of the Evening on the line joining us from Wānaka. Good morning to you, Angel of the Evening. How are you?
Good morning, Zach. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm pretty chill, man. How does it feel being an angel of the evening in the morning?
It doesn't feel very good. Devil in the morning, angel by night. Sure, we can all relate to that.
I mean, I've been doing this job for nearly 2 years and I'm still not a morning person, man. It's it's crack up. How are things over in Wānaka? Busy summer, I imagine. Lots of tourists. Pretty warm.
Yeah. Everyone and their mother wants to be here right now. I don't blame them. It's lovely, but we're not getting much for summer. Bit bipolar with the weather, but it's lovely today.
Mean. I want to start off by talking about the name, your stage name. Are you named after the William Blake poem, perchance?
No, I actually, it's the first song I wrote, Angel of the Evening, but I do read a lot of Blake, and my papa down in Dunedin, he's a huge William Blake fan.
So it was just sheer coincidence.
He told me about the poem. It was honestly just a sheer coincidence.
Wow.
And I've found it very interesting. Yeah, but I love William Blake and I love his work. I do read a lot of his poetry.
Mean. What other poets are you a big fan of?
Well, it's lots of stuff that my, like I said, my papa, he reads a lot of, he is a poet and he gives me a lot of his books. I wouldn't say I read a lot of like poets, but I like, is it Catherine Mansfield?
Yeah, legend. Legend.
Yeah. And there's this State of Siege book that's also by a New Zealand author, but I can't remember her name. It's Jane or something. But yeah, no, not a lot of names come to my mind right now. But, yeah, definitely William Blake.
Mean. This track is kind of part and parcel of Play It Strange, which is a really cool sort of musical competition sort of talent scouting thing for high school acts, and you were a finalist in that last year. How did that experience go, man? Was it pretty cool being in like a whole cohort of young musicians?
Yeah, it felt pretty surreal. I had actually entered two songs, and the first song didn't make it, and I forgot about Heroin Blue Light, and so I just thought that I lost, and then I got that email saying that I was a finalist, and I was like, what the hell? Pretty shocking. It was, because I whipped that song up very quickly. Like, at that point, you know, I just kind of dove headfirst into it. I just had to get something out there. I was desperate.
Well, I want to talk about I guess the on the lyrical front, because it is a very, very poetic song. I mean, there's lots of very symbolic and metaphorical lyrics in that track. Is the poetry from your granddad like sort of an inspiration when it comes to lyricism?
Yes and no. I mean, there's a long time. He definitely influenced me when I was younger, but there was a long time I was away from all of that poetry. And I guess when I fell back into it, it was a way of me expressing a lot of emotional turmoil that I had experienced. And it was the best way that I could get to know myself through it all, because I know I definitely lost myself for a long time, and I'm sure we all know what that feels like. And for me, it's hard to pinpoint what's going on exactly, but writing definitely showed me a very deeper side of myself that I didn't know was there, you know?
Oh, I mean, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I mean, as you were mentioning before, you're feeling kind of lost. There's a real deep sadness in this track, and I can't help but thinking of another Wānaka-based act, Slower, whose track Crawling is also dark and broody, maybe not necessarily as raw or stripped back as this. Is there kind of a little bit of a gothy, folky scene going on in Wānaka at the moment?
A bit of a coincidence, I think. I'm not really heavily involved in any of that, but I've heard of Slower, and yeah, they're definitely amazing. But yeah, I I wish there was a bit more of a gothic sort of thing going on. I definitely love that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to, you know, be completely natural and, you know, raw to everyone. You know, why not just rip the band-aid off and just give myself live and unfiltered and unlayered, you know? It was definitely very hard, but why not?
And that kind of shines through on the fact that this thing was recorded live at Roundhead Studios up in Tamaki Makaurau. It's recorded live. Does that mean that it's a one-take pony?
Yeah, it was one take.
Mate.
Yeah.
Were you doing a lot of rehearsing beforehand?
We did a few takes, but it was just a one take, yeah. I just practiced a lot before, and to be honest, it's because I don't know how to sing to a clip track, and I hate doing it. I can't do it to save my life. It took me 4 hours one time, and I was like, I'm never doing this ever again.
Really?
I like this. Yeah, I like the feeling of doing it live. It feels real, and I enjoy doing it. We did one vocal layering, like one, you know, me singing, but everything was live otherwise.
Oh, that's awesome, man. You've said that this thing is kind of a psychedelic blues tune fueled with the essence of the 1960s and 70s. You know, what about those decades make them sort of a well of inspiration for you?
Definitely the music, fashion, sort of a way of being for me, I guess. I've always been a bit of a nana internally. Felt very out of place in my generation, I guess, and that music definitely saved me and made me feel like I belonged somewhere.
Any particular, any like standout acts from those times?
Yeah, definitely Nina Simone, like vocally, and Jimi Hendrix, Rodriguez. I don't know if you know Sixto Rodriguez.
I know a little bit of him. Have you heard the story that people thought he was dead for ages?
Yeah, the Sugar Man.
Yeah. Nuts.
Well, definitely him. Yeah, people like that. But there's lots of people. Robert Plant as well as a singer. Hope Sandoval, she's a bit after that, obviously. Mazzy Star. Jeff Buckley, they're all coming in the 90s and stuff. But yeah, lots of different people. I like to have a well-rounded taste.
It's
nothing I won't listen to.
Nice, man. The video for this tune is quite strange. It's very surreal, dejected, and very, very saturated in its colour. It's visually sort of a compilation and collage of different shots of nature with you walking around in said nature. It's very dreamlike. It sort of gives like Lana Del Rey meets David Lynch a little bit. Why is everything?
That's perfect.
Oh, thank you. Why is everything so saturated? Like, what was the sort of intention with that?
I honestly love playing around with that sort of stuff, and I just love the look of it. And I had just recently watched Paris, Texas. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Love that movie. Cried so hard. And that one scene at the phone.
I fell in love with that movie, and it wasn't saturated, of course, but I loved that pop of color everywhere. And then I took it too far, obviously. But I kind of love it. I edited it myself. I used my friend as a tripod, and I was like, stand here, press record, and we just, you know, went away.
Are the natures? Oh, sorry, you go.
Yeah, they were just filmed in two spots. One was down my road, and other was west of Wanaket.
Are those like special spots for you?
Yeah, definitely. The willow tree, it was a dead willow tree, and I just got really struck by it.
Yeah, willow trees are very, very emotive, aren't they? I'm really, really happy to know that. You just like to experiment with the kind of visuals there. I liked how in certain parts, I think there's like a section of you on like a log over a river, and you're kind of whited out as if you are an angel. Like that was quite cool to see.
Yeah,
the visual storytelling.
Oh my god, it was so hard to get up on that log, man. There's many clips of me like trying to balance, and I was getting eaten alive by sand flies.
Oh man, big health and safety concern there.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome that you've put out this track, man. Can we expect to hear more from you in the year 2026?
I hope so. I've definitely got a good album's worth of songs, so I'm working away at it. So yeah, hopefully.
Mean, man, mean. And is there potentially an Orthiporti visit on the card this year, or are you going to be mainly chilling in Wairaka?
Yeah, no, I'd love to get around. I'll probably go up for recordings. Yeah.
Cool. Mean. Awesome. Sorry, you go.
No, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you for taking time out of your morning to come have a chat here on The One. Really, really appreciate it. I was wondering, do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations, opinions you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
Well, I just hope everyone has a lovely day. And, I feel really honoured to be on here talking to you, Zach. I'm really glad that you took the time to listen to my song.
Of course, man. Of course. My pleasure.
It definitely feels pretty surreal.
Well, my pleasure, man. My pleasure. Thank you so much. Alrighty. Take care, man. Take care.
You too.
Right. That was Angel of the Evening. We're talking to her about her new track, Heroin Blue Light, which you can find wherever you find your music. We're going to play it for you right now. Then at 9:30, we'll be joined by Arden England to talk about his new EP, I'm That Bitch. Here is Angel of the Evening with Heroin Blue Light, the new track which you can find wherever you find your music.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.